Vaislav were trying to unravel the mystery of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, who wrote in his Tavor that people should not be called Shmuel or Yehuda. And we've identified already that Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, his own name was Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Shmuel. And therefore, he was saying nobody should be called after my name or my father's name. And that was the question we're trying to understand. The Mefoshim, Mitzvah Shor Knesset HaGdoila, we learned the Yavetz last week. There are various reasons that they try to explain. They certainly say that it seems, although the notion of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid is Lo Yikro Ish Mizaroi Es Benoi Yehuda V'Lo Shmuel, that no person from Zaroi, from his descendants, is mashma that he was talking about everybody. But they say it's Kenizan. It can't be. The whole of the world uses the name Yehuda. The whole of the world uses Shmuel. Yeah, so it should have written Lo Yikro Ish Mizar'i if he was talking about his own family only. If he was talking about his own family only, some people say that it was only his generation. It was for everybody, but only at that time. Mamichitzach. But there are two big kashas that they ask on Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. Kasha number one is, what did he call his own son? He had a son. His name was Yehuda ben Reb Shmuel. Yeah? And he called his own son Shmuel. And he's saying, Lo Yikra Ish Mizaroi Es Beno Yehuda or Shmuel. But yet he used the name Shmuel himself for his own child. And then everybody knows the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid about the Hakpoda, that the Choson and the father-in-law shouldn't have the same name. And his name was Rabbi Yehuda ben Reb Shmuel, and his son-in-law was called Yehuda. So he took his son-in-law. So the Choriah, he did two things which are against the Tzavor that he left. Interesting, his son Shmuel is actually mentioned in Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid was an early Rishon, and his son Shmuel is mentioned in Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Yevamos, called Rabbeinu Shmuel HaChosid Mishapira. Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid from the town Sapirs, Hamu in Tosfos Yevamos Samachalav on a base. So what the Mefoshim say is, yes, this was the Tzavor of Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, which he left at the end of his life, based on his experiences during his life. So therefore they say he must have called his son Shmuel, not knowing that there was a problem, and discovering some reason during the life of his son Rabbi Shmuel that there was a problem, that something went wrong in the life of his son Shmuel. And therefore he said, I've seen what happened. I called my son after my father, and his name was Shmuel, and something went wrong in his lifetime, we don't know what. And therefore, in his Savoy, he said, nobody else should do the same thing. And we'll say the same thing with his son-in-law, that he took his son-in-law whose name was Yehuda, which was the same name as his father. His own name, yeah? So the Shre and the son-in-law had the same name. And he must have discovered, b'meshech, the life of his son-in-law Yehuda, that there was some difficulty, some problem that arose, and he ascribed that to the fact that he and his son-in-law had the same name, and therefore later on, based on his life experience, he wrote these things in his Tavor. We're still not quite finished, because we have an interesting mashal to discuss, and then we'll move on.
And you can have the same name as the son-in-law.
Yes. Started at Torway, Northwest London, Sunday, Dalet, yeah. Cheshvan, 26th of October, Rabbi Levi Shmotkin Shlita, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's advice for overcoming self-criticism. This week's Torah is sponsored by Fanny Melinek. Lichvot Sumhanasum, Oshi Melinek, Marianne Lani, Rosenblum, Shetichia. Chasta takes place today. Yi Rotzen Shimon Baistem, Vishol Hashem, Lissilo. Also, the Nishmas, Yasser, an organizer. Yosef Do, Ben, Reb Shimon, Nicole, Svi, Rabbi Brock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to talk about the Lubavitcher Rebbe's advice for overcoming self-criticism. The reason why I chose this topic is a few days ago I was here in London, and I got an email from someone at the BBC radio. They wanted to talk about mental health in the Jewish community because they saw I put out a book on the Rebbe's wisdom on emotional health. And one of their questions was if they think there's anything specific that the frum yidden struggle with more than regular people in the realm of emotional health. That was his question. emotional health in their mind, in their heart. I said, Bechlal Yidden, I think, have more joy and more purpose. But one area that I feel that we struggle with more than regular people in my interactions is self-criticism. We get entangled in a lot of the Bikorat Atzmit, they say in Hebrew. We're hard on ourselves. We tell ourselves how bad of a Yid we are, how far we are from the Eibishter. And only we know how low we are. Only we know how many Averis we do. And only we know how selfish we are. Midas Meshchasis. And the reason why I think these thoughts have such a hold on our brain is because if you have daigus, if you have atzvus, if you have thoughts that are machshavas zaris or machshavas asuris, all parts of you are in agreement that you want to get this out of your system. Now the question is how, right? So you think one way, you think the other way. When it comes to self-criticism, there's a part of us that feels we're doing something good. Not only are we doing something good, we're doing something of kedusha. We're telling ourselves who we are. We're putting ourselves in the right place. We're finally getting true with our rishus, with the, you know, how low of a yid we are. And therefore, the hold it has on us in our mayach and our lev is much stronger, because we're not even sure if it's something we should get rid of. There's a part of us that's saying, "This is good. You're finally beating yourself up. You're finally telling yourself who you are." And a lot of us, at least, you know, I could say personally, you get into a real rut with self-criticism. That's why when I learned the Rebbe's letters, the Rebbe's extensive private counseling, it's 20,000 letters, where the Rebbe's responding to people about Inyanei HaKlal, a lot of times also Inyanei HaPrat, and Inyanei HaPrat could be physical things. But a lot of people wrote to the Rebbe also about what's going on inside. And being a Rebbe, a lot of times people wrote very harsh letters about themselves. No Rebbe, I'm Mamasha Rasha Marusha, I'm a nobody, Miani Umani. And there's a lot of letters that the Rebbe responds to people that are in this cycle. And when I was researching the letters for this book, Letters for Life, I came up, when I was focusing on self-criticism, I saw three nekudos that I found that the Rebbe, Torah-based advice, Torah-based ideas, that the Rebbe applied to people's inner world in the realm of self-criticism, of how they can alleviate, how they can make it easier, and also bring clarity to this complex, entangled state of being of when you're telling yourself how bad you are and you're being hard on yourself. Now, I want to say as Akdama that it's letters to private people, and not necessarily is every point applicable to everyone, A, and B, it's not Shailas HaTshuvos in Halacha. So when the Rebbe is bringing a Torah idea and applying it, it may be, I don't know myself at the level, it's Al Derech HaMusar, it's Al Derech HaDrush, it's Al Derech HaHalacha. That, I think, each and every one of us can decide for themselves on what level the Rebbe is saying it. If the Rebbe is saying it as a din in the Gemara, the Rebbe is saying it as Al Derech HaMusar, we can take from this idea. But I want to share three points that I see the Rebbe using in many letters to help people deconstruct the power that these thoughts have in us. The first point is actually from Hilchos Eidos. Or the famous halacha that Rav says that Adam karev etzel atzmei, ve'ein Adam mesim atzmei rasha. Of course, logically we all understand that you can't be the one to decide, to testify in your own favor. Say, oh, I'm innocent. Everybody knows you won't be believed to say that. The chiddush of Rava is, and by the way, it's different than I think a lot of goyish courts today don't go in this direction. But Rava says, Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. If you come to Beis Din and you say that you were the person who killed someone, or you were the person who stole, or whatever avera it is, you are not neman to be the one to be marshia yourself, to make yourself the Rasha. And the reason Rava says, Adam Karev Etzel Atzmei. What's the pashtub shot of Adam Karev Etzel Atzmei? Rashi explains, some of the Rishonim explain. Simply, it's part of the Gzeres HaKasuv that a Karev is not Neman LeEdos. Right? A Karev can't give Edos on your brother, on your father, on your mother. And as an extension of that, Rava says, kind of quite logically, well, you know, you're your own biggest karev, adam karev yetzer hara, right? And therefore, anything you say about yourself, whether it's the good or the bad, just like with your mother, even if you say something bad about her, you testify you made something bad, you're also not an emun. So the same thing, Rava is simply extending that to yourself. Adam karev yetzer hara, and ein adam yetzer hara rasha. The Rambam, actually, on this halacha, is the first one that gives also a svara. He says, sometimes people are anashim merurim, they're bitter about themselves, and they want to be ma'abed asur modas. They want to hurt themselves. Sometimes they want to kill themselves, sometimes they want to get malchus. And therefore they'll make up a story. They'll be made on themselves, a whole negative narrative, in order that they should get the einesh that the basin will put on them, for whatever avera they said that they did. So therefore, it's not just exeris akasuv, the Rambam says, also svara, that, of course, people usually want to testify in their own favor, but sometimes people are nashim merurim, they want the punishment, they want to hurt themselves. Okay. In letters to people that wrote to the Rebbe about their, how bad they are, what type of rasha they are, the Rebbe implies a different pirush. And he says, Adam karev yetzer hara atzmei. We're subjective to ourselves. We live in our own head. We see the world from our own glasses. And therefore, it's not the pshat that when we say the story in the Beis Din, or we say the story about how rasha we are, we think we're lying. Like the Rambam says, you know you're making up a story, but you want the einish, right? You want the punishment.
No.
We might be thinking that we're saying everything as it happened. We're saying exactly how bad we are. We're saying exactly how terrible of an act we did, how terrible of a thought we had. But because we're karev yetzer hara, because we're subjective, just as that often makes us inflate and exaggerate our milas, inflate and exaggerate our accomplishments, it also equally, maybe sometimes more, causes us to inflate and exaggerate our chesronos, to inflate and exaggerate our rishus, to say, and for us to see what we did in a much worse light than it actually was. So therefore Rava says, because adam karev yetzer hara atzmei, because you're in kurva, you're close to yourself, you can't see things from an objective truth, you see things from a subjective lens. Therefore, you're not neman, ein adam yetzer hara atzmei rasha, you don't have the neman, because you might be thinking you're saying the truth. But it's distorted. It's not the way it is. And that was the first point. You see many letters responding to people saying, I want you to know, just like in Dine Mominus or Dine Ancient, ein adam yetzer hara atzmei rasha, you're not neman. Also in Inyone Halev, we live in ourselves, and a lot of times that pushes us to the extreme of judging ourselves in much harsher ways than the actual truth. Tell yourself you're nobody, you're terrible, you never did anything good in your life. You know, you're a failure, and then you're a bad parent, and you're a bad brother, and you're a bad son, and you're a bad mother. And the first thing, just to deconstruct, to take a little bit away, the power of that, the Rebbe tells people, adam karev yetzer hara atzmei, as a baseline, don't right away buy into the voice and listen to what it's saying and take it as fact. Ein adam yetzer hara atzmei rasha, you're not that one. You have to consult with someone else that you trust, that knows you, that's not in the rut with you, right? They see the situation, they can tell you, you're okay. You know, you might have a problem. There might be something that you have to work on, of course. But the intensity and the radical extreme that your brain is going, it's going off, it's going out of touch of reality. It's going out of touch of the truth. Why? Because adam karev yetzer hara atzmei. So that's the first yesod that the Rebbe counsels to people. This is the baseline, no, don't right away listen to the voice. You have to understand adam karev yetzer hara atzmei, ein adam yetzer hara atzmei rasha. The next point, the Rebbe a lot of times uses, is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, that the Yetzer Hara is a umma bimalachli. And the Chassidus Rebbes all speak about, you know, they used to call the Yetzirah in Yiddish a Klugenker. You know, he's a smart aleck. The Zohar actually says that the Yetzirah is comes from the Nachash HaKadmoni, the Nachash of Adam HaRishon. And on the Nachash, Torah says, HaNachash HaYa'arim, shrewd. What does that mean? So, the earlier Chassidus Rebbes, they explain that when Yetzirah comes to derail us, you know, we think the Yetzirah, it says, you know, eat something treif, steal, you know, be Mechal Shabbos. I mean, obviously that too. But he's a lot smarter than just simply telling us something obvious that it's for sure him, and then, no. The Yetzirah comes and he uses our deepest values. It uses our weakest points. And from there it comes and it says, you think you're a whole connected yid, you think you daven, you think you connect to Hashem. You're just a garnished. You're a nobody, you're disconnected, you're far. You may as well be nana from Eilam Haza, you may as well do something else. Look at you, you're one big failure in this area. And he uses, that's what means he's a ummah. He uses things that are close to our heart to take us down. He uses things from within Yiddishkeit. One of the rabbis said that you think Esav had like these long hair and this, you know, he looked like a guy. No, Esav had a long beard. Esav represents the Yetzirah in Chassidus. Esav had a long beard and he had a strimal. And from there he came and he said, should have despair. You should give up on yourself. And therefore, in many letters, the Rebbe comes back to this Yisoid and he says, you have to look at the end result of the Machshava. If these thoughts lead you to Yush, they lead you to less Avaydus Hashem, they lead you to less learning, they lead you to stay in bed more, to stambi, have a good time more and do nothing and sit on, you know, your couch and feel bad. You have to detect, you have to be almost on the to be on the watch for what and when is the Yetzirah using you. Literally using your weak point to take you down in a, so to speak, holy Yiddish way. And you see in a lot of letters, you have to understand it's Atzasa Yetzer. It's Atzasa Yetzer. And the reason why I think that's so, it's just a personal interpretation, why that's so helpful when it comes to self-criticism is because, like we said earlier, why self-criticism so has such a strong hold on us? Because we believe we're doing something holy. We b'chlal don't think it's a thought to overcome. We're in the rut. We almost, sometimes we intensify it ourselves. We jump right in. We whip ourselves even harder. Why? Because I'm finally, this is what a yid is supposed to do. You should tell yourself who you are. You should put yourself in place. So just the ability to rise up inside and say, identify this voice as Atzasa Yetzer. This is not a Kedusha Dika voice. This is not the Yetzer Tov. This is actually the Yetzer Hara that's trying to get me away from Avodas Hashem, trying to distance me from the Eibusher, trying to distance me from my Neshama. And therefore, just like a Machshava Zara, I know I need to overcome. I need to think how. I need to get it out of my brain. The same exact thing with such thoughts. That's the second Nekuda. And the third point that the Rebbe a lot of times uses is the structure of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. And brings a word from the Chassidus Rebbe that just as it's usher to say Lashon Hara about someone else, I don't know just, but kashem that there's an isser in saying Lashon Hara about someone else, you're not going to say Lashon Hara about yourself. You're also a yid. Can't say Lashon Hara about any yid. You're also a yid. Can't say Lashon Hara. Actually, I was looking into this. Halachically, I think it's a homachleikus. If there's halachic stature to saying Lashon Hara about yourself, so the Ben Ish Chai says that it's usher, it brings a raya from the Gemara that Rav Abba ben Pedas, he said an excuse why he didn't want to have a nisuin shniim, and he didn't want to say that he couldn't have kids. And the Ben Ish Chai was asked in the Shaila, if you're allowed to say Bignus Atzmoy, are you allowed to speak in your own Gnus? And he said from this Gemara Zerai that it's Usur, because why didn't he just say? Clearly, there is an Isser, or at least it's unrecommended for a Yid to speak in his own Gnus. And the Chafetz Chaim, there's a famous story where he was on the train, and someone told him he's going to the... He was sitting near another Yid, and he said he's... That other Yid told him he's going to the Chafetz Chaim, and he's this amazing Yid, and he's holy, he's a Kaddish, and he's a Lamda, and he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's a God of Yisrael. The Chafetz Chaim went on a whole response, how, he's nobody, and he's a nothing, and the other Yid didn't know who he was sitting there. And don't go to him, you have nothing to learn from him, he's just a Pashta Yid. And this Yid sitting near the Chafetz Chaim got so riled up, speaking against such a Halakha Yid, he slapped him on the face. He slapped the Chafetz Chaim on the face. Now knowing is, how can you heal the Chafetz Chaim? And the Chafetz Chaim said after that what he learned from this Yid is that you can't say Lashon Hara about yourself either. Said, Yid slapped him. He said, how could you speak like that about the Chafetz Chaim? And he learned from that, that a Yid, you can't speak like that about yourself. But you're also a Yid. And that's something that the Rebbe uses a lot in letters. He says, not only are you not doing something Kedusha, not only is it not Tara to mamash beat yourself up, it's actually doing something that the Eibusher tells us not to. It's speaking Lashon Hara, speaking bad, bignus of a Yid. Who's that Yid? You. And he always brings the Rambam, where the Rambam says, Lashon Hara, not only is it, even if you speak truth, the Rambam says, if you're making up a libel, if you're making up a story, if you're saying something that never happened, that's Mitzi Shemra. Lashon Hara is dafka when you speak emes. Lashon Hara is dafka when you speak the truth. And if you're speaking the truth, Bignus Chaverik, for no toyalas, just to speak Bignus, it's usher. So when people would write these letters about how horrible they are, and how bad they are, and how they're nobody, they're ever right. Especially, you can't, you're a Yid. You can't write like that about yourself. You can't speak like that about yourself. You're not allowed to think like that about yourself. You're a Yid. Even if it's true. Kol Shekein V'Kal V'Chomer, that, like we said earlier, Adam Kar V'Yitzel Atzmein, very likely that a lot of it's exaggerated. A lot of it is overblown. A lot of it is in your head. And it's not in touch with the way we are.
How can anybody go to a Rav or write a letter to the Rebbe telling the Rebbe about his constraints or his problems if he says he's not allowed to speak about himself?
Very good question. And I want to, so I'll repeat the question for the video, and I'll also expand the question. So, I don't know your name.
Yankee
asks, and how can anyone write a letter to their Rebbe or Rav describing their constraints and asking for Adracha if it's Lashon Hara?
Because they didn't know the Adracha yet.
Yeah, and I think more broadly, and that's a very important question, which I think is at the bottom of this whole conversation that you wanted to get to, is what do you mean? There are times where you can tell yourself where your weaknesses are, where you're lacking, and point that out to yourself, and that's part of growing as a Yid. It's part of being misak in your midah, it's part of misak in your anhaga, is to know your frustrations, to see them, and to work on them. And for that, sometimes you need to think. So whether it's to a Rebbe or a Rav, or whether it's for yourself, for your own tshuva, for your own growth as a Yid, there has to be somewhere where it is good. And that's a point of clarity that's so necessary in dispelling the fog. Because if you don't have clarity here, then you get, wait, is this the good one? Is this the bad? Is this the bad self-criticism? Is it a good self-criticism? So the Rebbe brings the bottom line from the fifth Chabad Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab, which connects to the halachic point of L'tayelis. And he says, very simple, you can use a very simple metric, Maisa B'Poil. See what is the end result. And usually in that regard, we know. Where does this line of thinking take me? Where does this line of thinking go? Is it something that's a motivator? Is it something that after I think this, I'm going to feel more inspired? more moved, more energized to learn more, to work on myself, to actually fix the achas harinus, to actually do better? Or is it something that will make me, put me down a spiral, make me feel worse, will actually make me less motivated to daven, less motivated to learn, less motivated to even work on the very things that I'm thinking about? And if the latter is the case, you can know for sure that not only is it not Kedusha, it's a Yetzirah, and it's Lashon Hara Loi Teyalas, it's Gnos. You see, the point of it, what's the difference of Teyalas or not Teyalas, the place can say? What's the point there? Is the point Gnos? Or is the point the benefit? Are you thinking about the negativity of the Yid? Or this Pashat something you need to know, to hire them, to not to hire them, Shedloch or whatever? The pragmatic side sticks out most. And Akuda, you need to improve yourself here. You need to work on this. That's what's coming out. But not the hit on your head, not the gnus. And the way to know, the metric to know, right when you start thinking the self-critical thoughts, right when you get into that place, put it through this security check. What's the end result? What's the mindset of Pile? Is this going to bring me to grow as a Yid? Is it going to get me to do more? Or is it going to put me down Yush? It's going to put me down despair. And if it's that, it's Lashon Hara, it's Yetzirah. And Bechlal, Ein Adam Eisa Matzmei Rasha, you have to consult with someone else to see if the extent you're taking yourself is Bechlal connected to the truth of who we are as Yidden. And I'll end with the way, in one letter that I found very special, the Rebbe explains why. Why Taka is it usher to say Lashon Hara about yourself? You know, Mela, someone else, you could say you're hurting them, you're embarrassing them. It's sometimes we say it's a mazik all three people. The Gemara says, you know, it's bring words into the world, it has an effect. And there are rings from Tanya, where the Alter Rebbe uses the words of the Megillah that Tamid Haisa Ba'amna Itay about Esther and Mordechai. That the neshama, even when it does avers, even when we fall and we do what we're not supposed to do as Yidden, the neshama remains kaddish. The neshama remains connected. So our nefesh habahamis, our yitzhara, takes over our body, and it takes us down the wrong place. But b'shas ma'isa, our neshama stays entirely connected to the Eibishter. And therefore, when we sit there telling ourselves how bad we are, we're pashat insulting. We're more than insulting. We're trespassing. It's not the right word either. I think we're
cursing.
Huh?
Cursing.
Cursing.
Denigrating.
The neshama, the holy, pure neshama that we all have no matter what we're doing. So even though you think you're saying the truth, and at a certain level you are, but your neshama is also in you, and your neshama is part of who you are, and it's there all along, and it's kaddish, it's tar, it's beautiful. You're violating, that's what I was looking for, you're violating your neshama by speaking such horrid words about yourself. So therefore, no matter what we did, and no matter where we're holding, yes, we need to grow on ourselves, yes, we need to see the places that we can improve. But it's important to remember these three nekudas, and I'll be misakim with this. Again, the first point, from Halacha of Eidos, Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmei. You have to always remember that we're subjective, we have a distorted view. Ein Adam Eisa Matzmei Rasha. You can't be Nemun. You have to be consult with someone else. It's a svara. Because you're Karav Eitzel Atzmei, therefore, you'll say a story about yourself to yourself or to someone else. You'll think it's true. But it's not the reality of how you are and who you are. Pashat on a very pragmatic level. And there's the idea of Yetzirah Woman B'Malachti. You have to be on the watch for when the Yetzirah is sneaking up, so to speak, and using deeper, sensitive, subtle areas of yourself to derail you. And once you detect that, and you say it doesn't pass the security check, it's something that's taking you down, you say, Satasa Yetzirah, I need to overcome this. I need to try to get this out of my mind. I'm not doing something holy, I'm actually going down a... And third point, Pashat, to know that we are Yidden also. And just as we can't speak Lashon Hara about another Yid, even if it's true, or Dafka when it's true, we also can't do that about ourselves for no Teyalas. Yes, if there's a Teyalas, if it's Teyalas gear, we say, I need to work on this. I need to work on that. I need to move away from this and start doing this. Of course, that's part of being a Yid. But when it's just hitting us, and the end result is that we're less motivated, we're more in despair, And we can know for sure it's Asa Yetzer, we can know for sure it's Lashon Hara, and we can know for sure that the Derech and Avodas Hashem is to allow our Neshama back to shine, to remember that's who we are, and to throw ourselves back to Torah, into Mitzvahs, and to serving the Eivishter, B'simcha V'tov Leivav. Yashar Kayach, everyone.
Thank you. Me as well.